WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today, we speak with Jennifer Cario, who's providing food for low-income students in her town of Bentleyville. Jennifer Cario is unloading big bins of food in a small storage room adjoining the gym of Bentworth Elementary School in Bentleyville, Washington County, about an hour south of Pittsburgh. It's the typical elementary school fare, boxes of granola bars, snack crackers, and such, but there's heartier stuff, too, like canned goods and pasta sauce. It's the kind of food meant to sustain low-income students over the weekend, when they won't have access to the school's free or reduced-price lunches. They'll take the food home in blue grocery bags tucked into their backpacks each Friday afternoon. For Cario, a marketing consultant, a mom of three, and founder of the nonprofit Bentworth Blessings, this has been a weekly tradition for the past 4 years. It started soon after her family moved to Bentleyville, when the elementary school principal explained to her how keeping kindergartners in school through the lunch period had helped to improve test scores.
So I started doing some research and I started looking things up and finding that like a quarter of our student population lives at or below the poverty level here. And, you know, half of the kids in our district qualify for free or reduced lunch.
Cario began volunteering for the Washington City Blessings in a Backpack group, but started her own Bentleyville chapter of the nonprofit soon afterward. Eventually, Bentworth Blessings would split off from the nationwide organization because Cario didn't want the program to stop when the school year ended.
Now we do our weekend blue bag program. We do a grocery pantry through the summer months and then over Thanksgiving and Christmas break, and next year we'll probably add in Easter break as well.
Bentworth Blessings also provides free hygiene items, and Cario says they'll start offering on-site pantries at the district's middle school and high school in the next school year.
The older kids who are maybe a little more aware or self-conscious, rather than them getting that kind of flashy blue bag to take home, whenever they need to, they can go into this pantry and assemble their own bag of whatever it is they need at their house. So we have less waste. Hopefully we will have a higher level of, you know, participation, and we'll really be able to meet the different needs that pop up at that age.
Bentworth Elementary School principal Susie Masick has been a big part of Bentworth Blessings from its inception. Masick says one family in her district couldn't afford to host a wake after one parent died. So she called Cario to see if Bentworth Blessings could help.
I'm like, you know, can we make this happen for tomorrow? And the answer was yes. And so there was this whole meal that went to this family for after the funeral.
Bentleyville resident Kylie Mulshin says Bentworth Blessings has helped her family through the loss of their home in a landslide.
When they heard about my situation, they offered to step in and help with food and donations from the community. Every weekend we get food sent home. The kids eat for lunch and take in their school lunches, which helps with groceries a lot because a family of five and everything else is kind of hard to make ends meet.
Again, Jennifer Cario.
When I moved here 7 years ago, I was going to put my kids in private school because I'm like, well, it can't be a good school. Thank God my kids go here. And I say that on a regular basis because the education they get, along with knowing what they're learning about people and how to take care of people, it's huge.
I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.